Welcome to Beyond the Noise. Here's Olivet Nazarene University's chaplain, Mark Holcomb.
We've just completed in the church a deeply reflective time known as Lent. More and more of the church, Catholic obviously, but Protestant, have begun to participate in Lent from Ash Wednesday to Easter, a time of reflection, mourning our sin, reclaiming disciplines that sometimes we get away from. And we're kind of on the other side of Easter now. So I think sometimes, at least the tradition I grew up in, we now forget some things and we put some things back. And I know if you come from a church or tradition that follows the church calendar, we are on our move towards Pentecost Sunday. But for most, on the other side of Easter, it becomes just common and ordinary. So I wondered if maybe we could learn from an early church father, predates the Reformation. We might label him into certain traditional camps, but I think one of the things that Ignatius did for us was help us maybe be reflective outside of the more traditional church calendar times that we set aside for that. So I think there is a call for us to reflect daily. Yeah. Now, if you don't know who Ignatius was, he was an early church father, and he had a practice in his life that I'd like to introduce us to on the other side of Easter, if I can say it that way. I often pray this prayer: Father God, make me more like Jesus today than I was yesterday. I think this is at the heart of not just my desire, but all of our desire to be more like Jesus today, to be a better reflection of who he is. But that's not original with me. I'm not sure this started with Ignatius, but every day he would relive the events of his day by examining what had taken place. It has become known in some traditions as the Ignatius Examen, E-X-A-M-E-N, and is intended to create space for us to reflect on the ways we have lived today. Not tomorrow, not worrying about next week, but today. This would be shaped by 5 thoughts he used to review his day each evening before he went to bed. So this is kind of the steps that he would go through. He would first begin with gratitude, grateful for God's grace and presence in his life. I mean, in some ways, that's enough, isn't it? That's a right place to begin. He would then move to his second of 5 steps, which was asking for grace, that God would make him aware of the ways that he had sinned throughout the day, sinned against God, sinned against his neighbor. He recognized that sin can be blind to us. So he sought the Spirit's help to bring to light the ways he had sinned against God and man. He would then ask the Spirit to make him accountable for his thoughts and actions throughout the day. He wanted to practice what Brother Lawrence called the presence of God. He recognized that God was involved in the biggest as well as the smallest details of his days, and he wanted to be accountable to him as he lived each moment of each day. I don't think that's a bad way to live. The fourth thing he would do then is to ask for grace and forgiveness for the ways he's fallen short of the ways of Jesus. And then he would end each day looking ahead, looking toward tomorrow, asking God to help him change whatever needed to be changed to his attitude and behavior as he looked to what's ahead. That might mean he had to seek forgiveness with someone he may have wronged. It might call him to seek accountability for repeated offenses, to bring people into his life that could help him manage his life better. It may demand a willingness to forgive someone who may have wronged him. This demands a willingness for correction and humility as we look to what is ahead. So I've kind of written some questions to help us, broad questions, as we walk through each day. And I want to share them with you, all in the spirit that God make us more like him today than we were yesterday. You might want to read the 51st Psalm as you reflect on these questions. So I'm just going to read them to you, and you can do with them whatever you want to, obviously. But here's the questions that I want to help to shape my life today and as I look to my tomorrows. Should Christ be involved in the decision I'm about to make? And if so, is he? Is this decision made under the influence of the flesh or the spirit? For me or my brother, will my decision harm someone else spiritually? Am I willingly going against what the Spirit is asking me to do in this situation? Will this do harm to what others think about me and what it means for me to live in the way of Jesus? And last, would I want others to imitate me by the way I live? May the Spirit of God Make us more like him today than we were yesterday as we process these questions together.
This has been Beyond the Noise with Chaplain Mark Holcomb. Watch Olivet Chapel services live or on demand at olivet.edu. Beyond the Noise is a production of Shine.fm.